VOA News. Suspected Taliban insurgents have kidnapped dozens of passengers riding in a convoy of buses in northern Afghanistan. A spokesman for the provincial government of Kunduz province says three buses were stopped as they were traveling from neighboring Takhar province to Kabul. The insurgents forced the passengers off the bus and took them away. The Taliban has not taken responsibility for the kidnappings. The attack happened just one day after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced a three-month unilateral conditional ceasefire with the Taliban. Taliban sources said their leadership had told local commanders to stop fighting for 4 days over the Muslim Eid al-Adha festival this week, but were unlikely to officially announce anything. Pope Francis has written a letter aimed at Catholics around the world condemning the crime of priestly sexual abuse and its cover-up and demanding accountability. Associated Press correspondent Nicole Winfield reports.
This is a formal response by the Pope himself to really Catholics around the world, responding to primarily the reports that have recently come out of the United States about widespread sexual abuse and cover-up in several dioceses in the state of Pennsylvania. The fact, though, that he is directing it to the people of God means that the audience is much broader than just the U.S.
The U.S. Trade Representative's office on Monday began 6 days of public hearings on President Trump's plans to impose tariffs on a wider array of Chinese imports. The plan would affect an additional $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. More than 1,300 written comments have been submitted to the trade office already. Most businesses oppose the plan. Unlike previous rounds of U.S. tariffs, which mainly targeted Chinese parts, the latest proposals would affect many consumer products directly. This is VOA News. About 2 million